it isn't quite a blast from the past, but Vespers in a sort of a quiet Monday evening format, an after-dinner farrago. I had a dream about Beanie Lundholm last week, and then suddenly the organ works. I don't know why this is, but we're going to open tonight's service by singing a hymn from your green LBW books. Number 315, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. God be with you. I'd like to read tonight from Luke's Gospel. parable of the lost coin from the 15th chapter. What woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over the one sinner who repents. This is the word of life. Thanks be to God. Larry asked me and Tom just recently to talk about joy tonight. It's the worst possible thing that can happen is to have someone say, "Talk about joy, will you?" And I found I was the most unjoyful person at Holden Village for most of today. I was mean, I was rotten, I was angry, anyway, on and on. I had to miss everything this morning. I had to miss the Bible study, I missed Nellie, I even missed tonight's DNA presentation that I really, really, really wanted to get to. All to talk about joy. Well,
well, you're gonna get some joy tonight then, friends.
So, I couldn't help but feel like I was the lost coin. The lost coin doesn't do anything. The lost coin is just sitting under a bed or behind a cushion or something. And I was really, really, really lost. So I went to, as well as this text, I went to one of the most irascible, angry people I have ever met in literature or in person. He's dead now, but he was a former editor of Punch magazine and head commentator for the BBC, whose name was Malcolm Muggeridge. And in 1968, he interviewed a woman who was in the slums of Calcutta, who'd given her life over to the poor, to the poorest of the poor, to the dying, unwanted poorest of the poor. And her name was, of course, Mother Teresa. And the little book he wrote is called Something Beautiful for God. And I want to read just a couple of sentences from there, because I realize what I have to do when I want to talk about joy. I can't start with joy. I have to start somewhere else. Mother Teresa says, "Love to pray, since prayer enlarges your heart until it is capable of containing God's gift of himself. Ask and seek, and your own heart will grow big enough to receive Jesus as your own." I had to start there again and again and again and again, because my heart got very small in the midst of this day. And yet this woman who prayed for a large heart was given that. This woman who could barely speak three or four sentences often without stuttering, I mean, she was always so nervous, gave her life over to the poorest of the poor. And you think about that lost coin. It's just a frickin' drachma after all. It's not very much, you know. And this woman takes apart her whole life, she upends, just to find this little coin. And there are hundreds of thousands of dying people everywhere in the world each day. And Teresa just found herself in Calcutta, picking up one woman who was dying, whom the rats had eaten already 50% of her, and took her to a hospital which was too full and brought her home, and then found a Hindu temple that became the place where people were wanted in, of all things, their death, their smelly death. And Teresa says, "The poor deserve this, not just service and dedication, but joy, because even more than food and clothing, which they need desperately, what the poor need is to be wanted. To be wanted as that woman wanted that lost coin. And that these sisters give this with joy is one of the miracles of the 20th century. It's perfectly true, as Muggeridge says, that statistically speaking, what Teresa achieved was little or even negligible. These people were going to die anyway. But Muggeridge goes on. Christianity is not a statistical view of life, that there should be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than of all the hosts of the just is an anti-statistical proposition. And it is. And that's the heavenly economy that we all get to be part of. And what happens in the end? What happens in the end is that this woman is joined by hundreds of others who, again, are not doing anything that's helping India's gross national product. They're not doing anything that is helping to make India a leader in whatever economy has taken over there now. What they are doing is loving the unwanted, finding those lost coins that have no ability to even ask to be found. So I thank you, Malcolm, and I thank you for listening to me today, because that's the second place that happens, is thanking. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 3:9 says, "How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice with our God?" And in Philippians 4:4, our keeping on passage, Paul says, "Keep on rejoicing in the Lord always. Again, I will keep on saying, keep on rejoicing. Let your magnanimity be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer, with thanksgiving." So it's prayer and it's thanks. Teresa never stopped giving thanks. "Let your requests be made known to God." And what happens after you give thanks? "Then the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds." The peace doesn't come first. The joy doesn't even come first. It's us lost coins who are found first. And give thanks for being found, and then rejoice. And then we get to go out. God doesn't need our thanks, as Luther says, but our neighbors do. So let's sing our last hymn, which is 499, "Come Thou Font of Every Blessing." And the amazing thing about this hymn, it was written by a street person, a thief, a murderer, who was converted in London, which was the Calcutta of its day. And let's stand and sing this too, because it's so much fun. And we can raise our Ebenezers. Thank you. Let's pray. This is the prayer that Endicott Peabody prayed at the first inauguration of Franklin Roosevelt. O God, author of the world's joy, bearer of the world's pain, make us glad that we have inherited this world's burdens. Deliver us from the luxury of cheap melancholy, and at the heart of all our troubles, let unconquerable gladness dwell. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace, in thanks and joy. Thanks be to God.